This is Adria Wilkins. Welcome to Lookout for Joy. How do you experience time? Do you sit and watch the clock tick by? Do you furiously go about every day? And at the end of the day, you're thinking, where did this day go? Are you taking a few minutes every day and thinking about where you are in life, what's going on in life? Being thankful for the good and the bad. How are you experiencing the time in your life? I happened upon this scripture verse recently, Job 7, verse 6. It says, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and they come to an end without hope." Well, I got to looking into what does a weaver's shuttle do, and what in the world is that? I Googled it, looked it up, and found out it is a piece of machinery that a weaver uses to shuttle yarn back and forth as they weave. One of the most common shuttles is the boat shuffle. It does look like a boat, and it's a way to weave a piece of cloth and get thread up and down and through other threads. And the little boat that is used, the boat shuttle, is thrown back and forth at an eye-blurring speed at times. If you watch videos on Google, you will see how fast that some of these weavers are at pushing that boat shuttle back and forth, back and forth. And sometimes it's going so fast that you can't hardly see it. You know, Job wrote this book of Job in the Bible, and he used this idea of the weaver's shuttle because it was something that he was familiar with and something that he knew about, and the people back in his day knew about and would understand how fast that that shuttle moves. And that if he says, "My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle," they would be able to understand what he meant. I am so intrigued by artists and people that are crafters and skilled at weaving or any other complex artistic form. It just blew my mind how they use this weaver shuttle and this boat shuttle to weave this yarn. And just like they are pushing that back and forth to create their design, life seems to kind of push us back and forth, doesn't it? It seems that every month passes by so quickly. I know recently for me, I have just been really amazed at how quickly time seems to be going. And when I stop and think and ponder and thank God for this moment, for the beautiful sky that I see, for the air that I'm breathing, I think it just marks a little bit of time and it allows the day to slow down just a little bit. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Life is faster than the blink of an eye. You know, that's a phrase that we hear. The average person blinks around 12 times a minute. And just saying that makes me want to blink. People blink so quickly that they don't even notice. The actual speed of a blink is close to one third of a second. Think about that for a second. Do you spend more time planning your life or being in the present moment? Do you have eyes that wonder and discover in amazement about things in our world, about creation? I believe if we will stop and celebrate along the way, maybe it means to stop and enjoy a beautiful flower, a piece of chocolate, maybe smell a flower, and think about where you are in life. There were some studies done on time and why it seems to pass so fast. It was found that the more information our mind takes in, the slower time seems to pass. For example, the world is a fascinating place for children, and they are taking in new experiences. But as we get older, we take in fewer experiences, and things are more familiar, and we process less information. As you are learning new things, you're paying more attention, and you're taking in information, and time kind of slows down when you're trying to learn something. When things are familiar, it seems like they go faster. I like to experiment with our senses, our five senses that God has given us. And I think if we take the time to use our senses instead of just our thoughts, that we will help time slow down just a little bit for that day. If you will give your time and attention to what you're doing, even mundane activities. When I go down and see all the loads of clothing that my son has put in and out of the washer and dryer, and how many clothes need to be folded, it's a little overwhelming. Most of the time, he does four or five loads at a time, and he puts them on the couch, and sometimes he wants to fold them, but sometimes I will just pause for the day and take the time to fold them. And I'll smell the clothes and I'll pray for my son as he will be putting those clothes back on, going to school, going to work, whatever his path may take him on. And I ask God to protect him. I ask God to help him make good choices. And I do believe that it allows me to stop and have a meaningful moment, take a slower pace, and pray for my child as I'm doing something productive and something for him. There are times when we look back and we realize that we don't even realize that we're in the good times or there are good things happening. Sometimes it takes that moment to look back and say, wow, we really didn't know how good we had it. That's why I like to encourage people to stop and think about the here and the now. So I want you to think about that right now. What are you thankful for right now? Maybe get a pen and paper out and write these things down. I'm thankful for the springtime. I love the fall, but I love all the seasons, but I like some of them better than all. I was trying to make a rhyme there. What is good in your life? What things are making you happy and joyful right now? What is difficult? What makes it hard for you today? Take the time to reflect on what you have right now. Time gets away from us and days go by fast. Sometimes we don't even stop until the end of the day and we lay our head on our pillow and we think, where did this day go? And when you do that, if you will stop and just take a moment and reflect on the day and think about just a few things that have happened for that day and mark that moment in time, I do believe you will feel like that time has slowed down just a little bit. Recently, I went to a retreat and met this 82-year-old man. He had the energy of a young man. He was eager to teach other people about Jesus. He had a very sharp mind. He could use a computer like a young adult. And I told him that he made an impression on my life. His spirit for life and helping others was evident in his life. I told him that I prayed for him that morning and thanked God for his testimony shining for all to see. He said with tears in his eyes, "You are making me cry." But I wanted him to know the impact he had on me in such a short period of time over a Friday and Saturday. I think there's times when we need to share with people how they have impacted our lives. In the book Looking for Lovely by Annie Downs, she asks us to list five lovely things about our day. The first couple may seem easy, but the more that you work down the list, you have to think a little more. What are you thankful for today? What is lovely in your life? I pray that you'll take a few moments today and slow your pace and spend some time being present with yourself, being present with God, and allowing God's Spirit to give you peace and comfort and joy. Y'all be on the lookout for joy.